You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGroat. In the past 2 years, a plethora of American households have defaulted on their subprime mortgage loans. Robert Van Order of the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business says it's not just America's economic woes that have caused the subprime crisis. There is something more.
The 2006 and 2007 origination years had very poor performance right off the bat in a way that's quite unusual. People almost always make the first payment. And we've seen an increase not only in the share of loans that didn't make the first payment, but also in the share where they actually went through foreclosure in just a year. And that's unusual as well. Data from 2006 suggests that in a little over 1 year, there were about as many foreclosures as a fraction of loan originations as previously had required 4 years. This suggests the economy's been hurt, but it's not just the economy. There's something going on here that's different from the types of loans that were originated in the past, even though on paper they look very similar. Much of the discussion has been about posing the problem as one of borrowers who got adjustable rate mortgages at teaser rates and then couldn't handle them. And it's certainly the case in the data I've seen so far that it's been the adjustable rate loans that have been the problem. However, it doesn't seem to have been the rate adjustment per se that mattered. A large part of the problem we've seen is big increases in defaults on adjustable rate loans that were originated in 2006 and 2007. And these had fixed rates for 2 or 3 years. So that is, they haven't had the rate adjustment yet. Yet they've had very high defaults. And so there's something going on which is more than the rate adjustment and the high rates. And I think it has to do with originating bad loans right from the beginning. Some of it has to do with the lenders who saw that they could sell these very easily. Much of it has to do with the investment bankers and the investors who accepted the loans because of past performance without questioning some of the details of what's been happening lately.
So even though many home loan borrowers may have gotten in over their heads, lenders and investors are also to blame for the high default rate on subprime mortgage loans.
I think a lot of what happened is as the securities market for these developed, and they had performed pretty well until recently, the investors really liked these. They paid high yields. Almost all of the structures had a large share that were rated AAA. They got pretty good ratings, and they underestimated the risk, and I think they underestimated the ability of the loan originators to stay within historic parameters of credit history, of down payment, and things like that, and nonetheless deliver much worse stuff than they had in the past. Here's what I think is an important starting point, which is to have the lender take a bigger share of the initial risk. So I think that you'll go away from seeing originators who just originate the loans and just sell them and aren't very big play a big role in this. You're going to want to have the originators be institutions with a lot of capital who can take a large share of the first loss position where it really hurts, but where they're nonetheless big enough that they can handle it.
Robert Van Order is a former chief economist for the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, better known as Freddie Mac.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.